Well, hello and welcome to the Connect podcast. My name is Logan Miller. That last name is probably familiar, as our senior pastor and the host of this podcast is Derek Miller, who is my dad. And I've been on staff here for just over 5.5 years. I've been here at a few different capacities, but currently I am part-time as one of our worship leaders and blessed to do so. I also, in the last few months, have been producing this podcast, which has been a great blessing to do. So, Mike, you've been here for a few episodes.
Yeah. So, Logan, how many episodes do you have to produce before you actually get to sit in front of a mic?
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you asked. Only 11. Only 11 episodes, and then they entrust you to a microphone when the host isn't here.
Yeah. So, it has been a real blessing to be part of it. It's been really cool.
It has. And through just a weird season that we've been living through in 2020, man, coronavirus, racial injustice and unrest. What a blessing it was to hear from Pastor Clark and Pastor Javon Marshall through all that's been going on. It's been really great to kind of be at the table silently and just to be able to hear all the wisdom that we've talked about going through this series of Life with God. It's just been rich. So if you're just tuning in to the podcast for the first time, we would love for you to go back and listen through the episodes that we've made so far. There's been a lot of good stuff come through. So today I'm joined by our children's pastor, Mike Dean. Hi, Mike.
Hi. Yeah, it's a privilege to be here, Logan.
Yeah.
Our topic today is very dear to my heart, so I'm pretty excited.
Absolutely. And Mike has been a part of my spiritual upbringing at this church. I'm a lifer here. And as a kid, you used to, with my aunt, lead the children's ministry for a long time. Yep. And we've been very blessed by you. So yeah. It's fun to be here.
I played
here.
The guitar. You were like, I can do that better. I need to, we need to learn this well so Mike doesn't have to do that anymore.
Yeah, so you're relieved of that. And we're also joined by our manifest director and our church coordinator, Terry Grant.
Thank you. Glad to be here, Logan.
And it's a big week for us. We have been meeting at an online capacity for our services for about 3 months.
Yeah.
Which, man, feels like longer.
Yeah. That is 3 long months of sitting in front of a camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's been different. Our other worship leader, Aaron, and I have been coming in and recording worship songs every week in front of a camera, and I don't prefer it.
Sure.
I have missed gathering so, so much with our church family, but Sunday we got to do that, finally. We had our first outdoor service.
And it was wonderful.
Oh, yeah. So good to see everybody.
It was just fabulous.
And the weather was nice. And it was just nice being outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
For something different.
Absolutely. It got a little warm, but man, was it worth it.
Yeah.
It was really fun to have everybody. And we didn't have any major hiccups or anything. So from our side of things, that was great.
Yeah. because we weren't sure how all that was going to go.
Right. Yeah. First time we had tested the sound system once and we're like, all right, let's do this. Yeah.
And I think Pastor Derek is going to be interesting to hear that people are like, whoa, I think I like this meeting outside.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Absolutely. We got a lot of good feedback. We had baby dedications, and that was the most babies I think we've had in one Sunday
16?
In a long time. I think
was
so.
Was it 16 babies?
I think so, total.
Actually, it was 12.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay, 12 babies.
Well,
12.
It seemed like 16.
Yeah. There were some siblings up there, too. But yeah, how fun was that? We got to dedicate my son as well, George, named after my grandpa. So we got to dedicate him, and we had a close friends of ours dedicate their two boys, too. So it was just a rich, rich Sunday of gathering.
Father's Day.
Yeah.
My goddaughter, Anna, was dedicated this week, too, which was super cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, what a fun Sunday. We are looking forward to continuing that for a while. We'll be going through the summer, it looks like. So if you haven't or if you weren't there Sunday, come out. It's a really good time. We're keeping the services a little shorter as well.
And the service times are different from what they were in the winter, right?
That's right.
So 9 and 11 are the service times.
Right. So if you want to get there early and set up your chairs, we're not providing chairs. So if you want to bring your own chairs, we do have some limited shade for our seniors and anybody else that can get there and snag those seats too. So come check it out. We had a really, really rich time on Sunday and looking forward to doing that again in just a few more days.
Yeah. Awesome.
So today we wanted to take some time and talk about a ministry that I'm very fond of. And I think a lot of people have been blessed by here at River Valley called Manifest. So I'm going to give it to you guys. What's Manifest?
Well, you know, I think I would like, I'll start by kind of defining the word, the name, why we call it Manifest. Manifest is a service for adults with disabilities. And we have adults with disabilities from the community. We've also adopted a few of the local group homes, and we bring in adults with disabilities from those group homes and include them. So it's a service for them. And we call it Manifest because it really, because of our motivation for having a service for adults with disabilities. And so there's kind of two. The obvious motivation that I think people often have for engaging with or ministering to adults with disabilities is that they want to care for them. They want to help them or be a blessing to them. And that's part of it. But we are convinced that adults with disabilities are an important part of our community and should be included. So the other part of Manifest, the other goal of Manifest, is both to serve them, but also to bring them in and let them be part of our mm-hmm. community. The reason we call it Manifest is that word comes from a phrase in the book of John, from a Bible verse that is kind of the key Bible verse for Manifest. And it's something that Jesus said. So his disciples and he were traveling about, and they came across a blind man. And the disciples asked the question, so was this guy born blind because of his sin, or was he born blind because of his parents' sin? And Jesus answered, we actually talked about this recently, but Jesus' answer in John 9, verse 3 was, neither. He wasn't born because of his sin or his parents' sin. And then Jesus said, he was born blind so that the power of God could be made manifest in him. And so we believe that adults with disabilities have a special opportunity to manifest the power of God in them. Mm-hmm. And Paul talked about this too when he talked about God's power being shown through our weakness. And so we want to invite adults with disabilities into our community because we want to bless them and serve them, but also we want to see God working through them in our community. We want to be part of that as well. We want to see God's power made manifest in our midst, in our community. So that's kind of what it is.
And the ironic part about that is then they, in turn, fill us.
Oh,
absolutely.
Full of the spirit and the manifest or whatever you'd want to call that, but how we get filled through them, which is a wonderful...
They're a huge blessing to our community. At least
blessing.
I think they're a huge blessing.
Oh my goodness,
absolutely.
Yes.
And if you've been a part of our culture here at River Valley for a little while, you've probably witnessed it. As a worship leader, man, I think Dwight could run me out of a job anytime. If you've been to the North Venue services, Dwight is there and he is pumped to be there. He is not shy about praising his God, and he knows why he's doing it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And man, have those guys just been such a blessing.
Yeah.
And many people that have told me actually in the last few weeks how they missed Dwight in the South Venue and Eric and Andre. So that shows you how much they're loved throughout our facility here.
Yeah. He shows us what it's like to worship, to have really authentic worship.
Yeah, without inhibition.
Without inhibition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
Yeah, and he gets people hyped up too. Yeah, you can see it happen. It's so fun, and man, I'm excited to get those guys back here. So, how long have we been doing Manifest here? It feels like a while. Do you know how many years?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember when we started it, but it would have been in the very early 2000s. So, in the neighborhood of 15 to 20 years, I suspect.
And as of this year, I think our count was like 32 complete people with Manifest and the volunteers. So we're growing so much.
Yeah, it has grown
much.
A lot.
Yes.
Well, in fact, there's a great need in our community.
There is.
So the limitation of the size of Manifest is not people who want to come, but the capacity, the number of people we're able to serve, which we'll probably come back to in a few minutes as we talk about it. It's an interesting story how Manifest got started. So actually, a student here at River Valley, your cousin, Caitlin, came to me. She was working with the Best Buddies program at BBCHS.
That's right.
And she came to me. I was the children's or just general education director at the time. And she came to me and she said, you know, I'm working with adults with disabilities at BB. And they had us read this article and I want you to read it. And so she gave me this article. I read it and it said that adults with disabilities and their families are the least evangelized people group in North America. And it had some statistics to kind of back that up, just that because of adults with disabilities, because of the climate and culture we try to create in a service, we have created a culture that it's very difficult for adults with disabilities and their families to come and be part of. And so they end up on the outside. They end up not able to, and it broke my heart when I read the article. And I said, well, we at River Valley, we need to do something to engage and include this group of people. And so that was kind of the beginning. So thank you, Caitlin Evans, for that inspiration. That was important. And she actually was part of the first Manifest group, one of the leaders in the first Manifest group. So.
Right. Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember all that happening and being excited about it and proud of my cousin too for bringing that about. So really, really cool.
Really cool stuff.
So who's Manifest for?
Well, any adult with disabilities. And we don't have like really parameters set around that. In fact, we have some adults who come who probably don't have a disability or they've not ever been diagnosed.
Right. We have a gentleman that's just simply blind.
Yeah. Yeah. So some of them don't have cognitive disabilities. Most of them have cognitive disabilities, but some do not. But lots of people are welcome. Mm-hmm. But most of the people who come are adults with cognitive and developmental disabilities. And they range in age from just out of high school to 50s and 60s, right? So there's a broad age span there. Some of them come with their families. So some of them are living at home with their family. Some of them are living in local group homes, and they come from there. And so it's a fairly diverse group in those ways.
Yeah, between men and women, pretty equal, I think.
Yeah. And then some people have come... When you say you have a group for people with disabilities, some people, the word disability is vague. Mm-hmm. And so people don't know what that means sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so we have a few people who have come just because they were struggling in some other ways with some mental illness. And some of them have actually stayed because they found the fellowship and working with group to be very therapeutic for them. Mm-hmm. They found it a very healthy place for them to be and serve and be loved and show love. And so... So that has even happened for a few people now. That's happened. So
that's awesome.
Pretty cool.
So if I've got a friend or a family member that would fall into this broad category of people that Manifest serves, what would I expect my first meeting? What does a meeting generally look like?
Well, we start out with just like we would at church. We start out with worship songs. We pray first, we do a worship song, and then Mike and the volunteers, we do a lesson. We teach them all a lesson. We have breakout groups that we work individually, or sometimes we work as a group. And we have a little snack, and some of our Manifest group, they'll pray, and it's a wonderful thing. Dwight prays and prays, and he loves it, and they love him. And, it's run pretty much like we would run our Sunday service. Very, very similar.
Yeah, it really is just it is really just a service.
And we have parties. We usually throw 1 to 3 parties a year, depending on, kind of what's going on and what we did the year before. We kind of change it up and keep it exciting for them.
Yeah, and we have some less structured time because we want them to be able to just interact. I mean, that's what we do at church, right? When we come to church, we hang out in the foyer, we talk to one another, we have fellowship with one another. And so we begin Manifest with just some time to do that. And many of the adults who attend Manifest, that's a big part of the draw, I think,
is just to
have some fellowship with one another and be there and
from my own personal experience, I've never met a more loving group.
Our volunteers, we get a lot of volunteers.
Oh my gosh. Wonderful volunteers.
From all over, from church here, but we also get some from,
quite a few from the college. From the university. Those girls and males and females are, I don't know what we would do without them.
Yeah. It's a unique experience for them, right? There's nothing like serving in Manifest because you get to serve in ways that you wouldn't serve people who don't have disabilities. I warn our volunteers sometimes because it can be demanding. Adults with disabilities sometimes have physical needs that they need help with that you would never dream of being part of your serving at church in any other context. But I think generally it's a good experience for volunteers to serve.
And this year we received a new member. And this person had never heard of the Bible, and he's so hungry to hear about the Lord. And then we went into the pandemic, but we're working on ways to engage him with music and scripture, and he's so hungry. It's just so wonderful to see that. And I don't think I've ever met anybody that has said to me, "What's the Bible?"
Yeah. I think my favorite part of Manifest is we call it the prayer chair. And so we just, I think it came from an old prayer group that I used to go to many years ago. But we just bring a chair out and sit it in the middle of the room. And each of the adults that would like to comes up and sits in the prayer chair and just shares prayer requests that they have. They share prayer requests for one another, for their families. And some of them we hear each week, but we really get to know their heart as they share those things. And then we just pray over them. But they, I think it may be their favorite part.
I definitely think it's one of their favorite parts.
For many
part.
Of them to come and be part of that. And it's a blessing to me to see people so open with one another and honest with one another. If we in a service, so if we got say 40 adults from our church and we had a service for them and we did a little singing and then we set a chair out and said, "Now come up here and tell us what's really up, what's really bothering you, and let us pray for you." Yeah. My guess is you would have about zero.
Probably.
People willing to do that. But these guys are so willing to do that. And it's actually a challenge to me. I'm like, why aren't the rest of us like that? Why aren't the rest of us willing to be that kind of honest with one another?
Yeah, they are such a good example.
They are. And they've created a friendship among themselves that was incredible to me, how they interact with each other and call each other and stick up for each other. And it's a great group of that unity amongst themselves.
Yeah, and they pray for one another. They will, a lot of them are able. We have very different levels of ability in the group, but a lot of them are able to text some and to use their cell phones some, and a lot are not able to do that. But they'll be texting prayer requests and praying for one another and encouraging one another. It's pretty exciting to see.
I think my favorite part of Manifest is when we sing. In the last couple of years, we started teaching them how to sign the song. So we'll take three songs in repetition. We do them over and over again throughout the season, but we've been signing one song per season, and it's just amazing how they're so in tune to getting the sign language right and the music. And oh my gosh, the Holy Spirit is in that room when we do worship, because I'm screaming the songs, Dwight, Andre, we're dancing. I mean, it is unbelievable, the goosebumps that I get on my skin every week when we do worship. And I walk out of the church when I'm finished, and I cry in my car sometimes, and it makes me overwhelmingly happy. And I know it's not about me, but what we've done in their lives and what Mike's done all these years and stuck with them. And Mike takes his own time to help these people individually outside the church, which I can't say enough about.
And Manifest doesn't end. It doesn't end on Tuesday night.
Nope.
And part of the design and part of the hope for Manifest is that as much as possible, it would lead people with adults with disabilities to be incorporated into the life of the church.
Right.
And sometimes that's difficult, depending on the level of their disability and the type of their disability. Sometimes that's difficult. And so we have it on a Tuesday night. And on Tuesday night, everyone is included, right? And we have a broad range. Some people, we have people who attend and participate who aren't even, they're not verbal. They can't even speak and be part of it in that way. They're still very active and engaged with
Absolutely,
what's going on.
Absolutely, they are.
One of the things that has really blessed me about Manifest over the years is that we have so many who have come into the church through Manifest and then have become part of the broader fellowship of the church. And so mm-hmm. you have Nisha and Dwight and Andre
Roy and Kathy
and Dietrich. So we have some of these adults who had no connection to a church or they were attending church where they were just getting put into children's programming. And they needed more than that. They needed to be part of a church family and they needed to know that they could contribute to the life of a church family. And it really excites me to see these that now are so connected, right? They have, I think every time I'm with Dwight, he's like, how many homeboys do I have? Right? Every time. And then, yeah, Logan is chief homeboy
that's
of
right.
the group, right?
That's a title I hold proudly.
Oh, yeah.
But he's like, how many homeboys do I have? And I start naming off all these men in the church who Dwight, he considers them key friendships in his life, right? They're important to him. And he just loves going through the names. He loves that he has those people in his life. It means so much to him that they're there. And then Andre calls everybody here family. He's
yes,
like, family,
he
right? Because so these guys, Nisha has developed dear friendships with some of the women in the church and with some of the families in the church. So it just really means a lot to me to see these adults being incorporated in to the family of the church, to the life of the church. And I think they bring real value with them. They contribute in really
Absolutely.
Meaningful ways
yeah.
To the lives of the people here. So,
yeah. And if you're here, if you're a part of our culture, you know it and you'll see it.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll get back to that soon. And so with everything that's been going on the last few months, what have been some difficulties for these individuals? How can we pray for these guys?
Well, first and foremost, the people that are in their group homes are isolated. They cannot leave. Just recently, we were able to go over and do some birthday parties to certain Manifest guests. And Andre, we have to talk through the window, but we've been engaged with them throughout this pandemic. However, it's just very sad because they're not able to leave their homes.
Yeah, for their protection, the group homes have just completely closed their doors. So for a while, we weren't even allowed to see them. And we've been visiting, we've been calling a couple times a week. All of the people who are part of Manifest we divided them up and the volunteers have been calling them, but we haven't been able to see them at first, not at all. And then they would let us see them through glass, you know, and kind of wave. And now, some of them will let them come to the door and we'll stand back in the yard and we can have a little conversation and pray over them at a distance.
We can sit on their patio
yeah.
and distance ourselves.
Yeah.
Most recently, for
a couple birthday parties, we were allowed to come and,
bring a cake.
Yeah. Bring all the
presents.
Stuff for a party.
Mm-hmm.
And then we sat in the lawn, kind of distanced away the birthday girl or their birthday boy, depending
yeah,
on which party.
We've been feeding them a lot of candy.
Yeah. Oops.
Yeah.
sat on the patio. But they are really, really lonely.
Yes, they are extremely lonely. Now, Dwight does call the church.
Yeah, 6 times a day.
6 or 14.
He's called me once since we started.
Yeah.
Yes, that sounds right.
Yep.
When I talk with them, I hear lots of things like, We miss you.
Yeah.
We're lonely. We
yeah.
miss you.
When
We're
is Manifest
lonely.
Starting
When is
again?
Manifest starting? Can we? They are they are isolated.
And we owe them a party because we had to close the church before we, you know, we did our end of year party. Yeah. So they're all, we're going to have to do that first thing when they get back is throw them a party.
As soon as they're allowed to leave. So, yeah, so pray for them. Just like other groups who the pandemic has left really isolated, they are really isolated. And a lot of them, in addition to their developmental disabilities, also have some mental illness and stuff that they're dealing with. So it's very difficult for them to be isolated in that way. So, yeah, pray for them in that way. I think it would they could really use a special presence, a special closeness with the Spirit right now as they're kind of isolated.
As we are anxious to get back, they are the same tenfold.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah.
Yeah. And just like everyone else as well, some of them are not in healthy family situations. Mm-hmm. I mean, we talked about this a lot when we talked about the pandemic. You know, like sheltering at home is not a safe place for everybody. It's right. not a healthy place
exactly.
for everybody.
Right.
And that's true for a number of our manifest guests. You know, home is not the healthiest place for them sometimes. And so we know that some of them are in situations that are certainly less than ideal. And so you could pray for them as well.
Absolutely. All right. So let me ask, where's Manifest headed? The future of Manifest, what does it look like?
What I would love to see is instead of just creating a massive, massive program for adults with disabilities, I would love to see churches all over the county get involved and start programs, Manifest programs, or programs like Manifest. It's so simple to adopt a group home.
Oh, my goodness.
It's so simple to adopt a group home. Just at least our experience with the local group homes is that they are so easy to work with. They want partnerships with the local church there because they care about the men and women that they're caring for, and they see benefits in the lives of the men and the women when they're participating in the life of the local church. So they want that, and so they're eager, and it's simple. It starts as easy as just visiting a group home a few times and getting to know some people and talking with them and building some relationships and then inviting them in. And you don't have to be a big church, I don't think.
No.
You know, a normal group home never has more than like 12 people, at least not any that I've been to in our community. And so even a fairly small church could pick one group home and say, this is going to be, we're going to include them in the life of our church. We're going to adopt that group home. We're going to visit them. We're going to care for them. We're going to do little gifts at Christmas, little cards on birthdays, little whatever, right? And just be a blessing to that group home. And we would just love to see other churches in our community pick up on that. And maybe in the future, even have opportunities to partner together.
That would be fabulous.
Share curriculum with one another.
I think it's important to keep the groups to a minimum of maybe 20, 25, because individually I think they need more than maybe a normal group would, whatever normal is. But I think you just engage better when you know them more. And if the group expands too big, you just can't give that attention that you can give when it's a smaller group. So it would be fantastic with having these churches pick up a group or a home.
Mm-hmm. And I think it would be a great project that churches could collaborate on. I know, for instance, that Gathering Point has done a really cool prom event.
Mm-hmm. But
Terry, do you remember? Do you remember the name of it, though? I don't remember the name of it. Anyway, they've done a really cool prom event for a couple of years, and they invited
Tim
us.
Tim Tebow.
Yeah, they invited us to participate in that, and we were able to divide our Manifest group up and get each of them had a date for the event.
And the guys, we got them suits.
Yeah,
the
we got
girls,
them all dressed
we got
up.
Them dressed up
and went to that. And it was a great, great night. So there's lots of room here for local churches to collaborate and share with one another and better serve the adults with disabilities in our community. And better reap the benefits of having them be part of our fellowship. Yeah. Both of those things, mm-hmm. right? There's lots of room for doing that. And by the way, we didn't even talk about this earlier, but it is a great blessing to their families. And we don't always talk about that. But one of our great moments here was when Andre was baptized a few years ago. And it was great to baptize Andre, but it was also super excited to see his family who lives. They live up in Chicago and well outside of a commute to River Valley, right? But it was so excited to see them come and attend the service and be part of that baptism event. And they expressed just their thank you that Andre is part of a church community. And so I know it gives us a great opportunity to bless and engage some of the families of adults with disabilities as well sometimes. One other thing that you could really be keeping in prayer is for the Manifest program. We're not able to meet right now. And because of the pandemic and the closing of the group homes, and we're serving them in every other way that we can. And I'm sure everyone is always already praying for an end to the pandemic, right? True. But please pray that God will hasten the day when we can gather together again. We miss them, and they miss being together. They miss being part of the church. And so just pray that God will hasten the day when we can begin to gather with our Manifest friends again.
Yeah, so. That's right. Well, Mike, would you just close us in prayer as we think about our friends who are distant from us right now?
Sure. I would love to do that. Father, I want to pray that you'll be with our friends, our brothers and sisters that are part of the Manifest program. Lord, I want to thank you for the opportunity of knowing them. I want to thank you that you've brought them into our church, that you've brought them into our community, and for all that they bring with them. They are fearfully and wonderfully made, and they have become a vital part of our community. And we appreciate them very much. Lord, we pray that you will be at work in their lives. Be with them in a special way as they deal with isolation and some of them with fear about and anxiety because of coronavirus and the things that they're hearing. Lord, I pray that you will help them to find healthy ways to pass time. Lord, I pray that you'll protect them in their homes. If their family and their home life is not a healthy place, Lord, I pray that you'll protect them. You'll be at work in that environment for them. Lord, I pray that you will bring us back together soon. it is not good for us to be apart. And so, Lord, I pray that you will hasten the day when we're able to gather again. Lord, we long to see an end to the coronavirus, and whether that be because of a vaccine or whether that be because of just you acting and ending it, we will give you the glory either way. We long to see that day when we're able to move past this and be a community again and include our brothers and sisters from Manifest. Lord, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Mike and Terry, for joining us today on episode 11 of the Connect podcast.
Awesome. It was awesome.
Have a great day.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today on the Connect podcast. Hey, if you have a second, we would love if you would subscribe to the podcast. And if you've been enjoying it, we'd love if you'd share it with others so they can know about it as well. We are grateful that we got to gather again as a church family this past weekend. It's going to happen again this Sunday, 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock, and we hope to see you there.